Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. Hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. We are joined this segment by Colin Wright. Now, he's an evolutionary biologist and Manhattan Institute fellow. He has a piece in the Wall Street Journal called Cornell University Discriminated Against Me, and he is here to talk about that. Colin, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure being here. Thanks for having me.
So, Colin, you wrote about Cornell University discriminating against you. So let's start at the beginning. You applied at Cornell?
So I applied to a position in Cornell in late 2019 in their neurobiology program. The job that I mentioned in the Wall Street Journal article was a job I would have applied to but could not, because they specifically hid the job search so that they could only hire what they explicitly called a diversity hire.
So now you knew that going in, that they were looking for a DEI hire.
This only became revealed in the last month or so when a whistleblower sent in documents basically uncovering that there was this coordinated effort to have a race-based hiring scheme at Cornell in 2020.
So when you were going through the process, what was communicated to you? What in 2019 did Cornell say to you?
So when I applied to their other position that wasn't, you know, hidden, it's the reason I was able to apply, you know, it was standard. I had like to fill out like a diversity, equity, and inclusion statement when I applied, but I just got a standard rejection letter when I applied there. You know, position has been filled. Thanks for applying. If you'd like to apply in the future, you know, we'd love to have your application. But I didn't get any response for, you know, the other job, because it's something I couldn't apply to at all because it was specifically hidden from me.
And now you say a whistleblower came out with this information. So, Colin, what are your steps now in relation to Cornell?
Yeah, so since this whole illegal hiring scheme came out, I was contacted by the America First Policy Institute. They're a team of lawyers that helps represent people for violations of their civil rights. And they said, asked me if I wanted to be their plaintiff. I was the plaintiff they're looking for and sue Cornell. So the first step we did was file, it's called an EEOC complaint. It's Equal Employment Opportunities Commission. They're going to do a quick investigation and give us, hopefully it's called a right to sue. And then, you know, we present this information to Cornell and we see what their response is, whether they're going to try to settle or whether they're going to try to take this to court and defend their illegal hiring scheme.
Now, Colin, you mentioned this in the piece, and we should let our listeners know, you're not playing a political game here, because you say in the second paragraph of the opinion piece that you yourself are a liberal.
Exactly. I came from being on the left voter. I voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. It was my dissatisfaction with the way that the left was dealing with particularly issues around DEI and, you know, sort of this anti-racist racism that I've come to view it, that has really made me reject at least that sort of woke progressive aspect of the left. But I still harbor plenty of liberal views. I just really hope that they'll back off these racist policies that really seem to be mainstreamed across much of the left right now.
See, so as you said, there's still a lot on the left that you agree with, but this you've been affected by. I mean, do you think it's stuff like this that's hurting the liberal side, hurting the Democrat Party in polls?
Absolutely. I think it's a massive thing. I mean, we have the one party that's claiming to be the party that's against racism and especially systemic racism, but they're the ones that are actually implementing systemically racist policies, which is what DEI is across the board. It's, you know, if you're favoring one race or one group of diverse candidates, given that there's only a limited number of jobs out there, you're necessarily discriminating against people who are, quote, non-diverse on the basis of race. So it's preposterous, and people can really see the absurdity of what's going on over there.
I would also say it's racist in itself to think that the government needs to tell people who to hire, and not thinking that people can get it based on their education and their qualifications.
Yeah, I mean, my view is that it should just be a merit-based hiring scheme. Anytime you use some sort of immutable characteristic, whether it's sex or whether it's someone's race, something other than merit, especially in a job at a prestigious Ivy League university where we're trying to get the top of the top intellects in the country, I just think that this is something we should go away from. And, of course, it's also a violation of individual civil rights.
So, Colin, you didn't get this this job at Cornell. So did you end up landing a college job? What are you up to these days?
So I ended up leaving academia later in 2020 because I knew that these types of hiring schemes were likely quite rampant just in my conversations with other colleagues who had participated on certain hiring committees, and the fact that DEI statements were basically just ubiquitous in all of academia. So I ended up leaving. I started sort of a career in journalism and public understanding of science, and now I work at the Manhattan Institute as a fellow there, really pushing back a lot of the sex and gender pseudoscience that's out there, but I still comment diversity, equity, and inclusion stuff that I think is really making it so the left is basically something I'm unable to go back to for a while. They need to really reflect on this and move away from these racist policies.
So to that point of going back, you know, if things continue to shift the other way, depending on the outcome of this, I mean, is academia something that you would entertain in the future?
Absolutely. Yeah. I live in Nashville. There's Vanderbilt University's close by. I know that they've recently had like a free speech wing that they've opened up and hired a bunch of scholars. So, yeah, I mean, for me, the future is open. I'd be willing if, you know, these universities are distancing themselves from all the DEI stuff. I would for sure think about reapplying to universities again as either, you know, teaching position or even a research position, given that I now publish a lot on the sort of the biology of sex now. So absolutely, that's still something I'm considering.
Well, Colin, we'll keep our eyes on this. And, you know, as you said, you view it from how this affected you, but you still hold a lot of liberal beliefs. I feel like this this common sense against DEI, you know, I do on one of my other shows, I do Common Ground with Democrats. It's every Wednesday. We talk to Democrats and try to find common ground. I feel like this is something that 80% of the nation could find common ground on.
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, and to get people to raise awareness and just sort of getting shaken out of their complacency about DEI, if you just reverse the races in my situation, if you say, well, Cornell had this hiring scheme where they specifically only reached out to white male candidates and they specifically tried to keep things confidential and disqualified, you know, qualified black or other candidates. I mean, this would be like a national scandal. It'd be something taught in textbooks. Nobody on any side of the aisle would have any problem seeing the moral disaster that this is. Yet somehow one half of the political aisle seems to just think, you know, me even bringing this up is evidence that I am a white supremacist or something. It's absurd. So it's about couching. It's about framing. But I think most people, you know, if we get them one-on-one, we'll be able to see how truly immoral this type of thing is.
His name is Colin Wright. Go to Wall Street Journal, read his piece, Cornell University Discriminated Against Me. It's a great read. And Colin, really appreciate the conversation today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That is, again, Colin Wright. He is an evolutionary biologist, and as he said, currently at the Manhattan Institute, but not against going back into academia. I got to tell you, you know, I do have a story at Cornell University. I went there to go see a family member play baseball and sat in an ice storm. They have a beautiful sports complex. I do have to give Cornell that. But my memories of Cornell are going to be sitting there in an ice storm and watching my, it's like my second removed cousin get a hit when you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. Somehow he saw the pitch and hit it out into the outfield. That's my Cornell moment. When we come back, we're gonna dip back into some of the fighting words from the liberal governors around the United States. And Sue brought up Dave Portnoy and pizza reviews, and I have a pizza question that someone brought to me. So all that and much more here on 97.1 FM Talk.